It's time for Marty Lori's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to September 24th of 1997. Now, the Giants are at Colorado. It's a Wednesday. It's a very important game because the Giants have a 2.5-game lead on the Dodgers with 4 to play. Dodgers have 5 to play, and they'd like to end this day still 2.5 up with only 3 to play. So this is a very big game for the Giants on their quest to win this division in 1997. Very big game. So it's in Colorado, 48,035 there to see this game. The two pitchers are Pat Rapp for the Giants and Roger Bailey for the Colorado Rockies. Chris, I'm going to give you these lineups, and then we'll talk a little bit about what this game meant to the Giants. Marvin Bernard, Stan Javier, Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, J.T. Snow, Mark Lewis, Vizcaino, Brian Johnson is the catcher, and Rapp is the pitcher. Listen to the Rockies. Walt Weiss, Ellis Burks, Larry Walker, Andre Scalarraga, Dante Bichette, Vinny Castilla, Jeff Reed, Nefi Perez, and Roger Bailey on the hill. So, Chris, this is a tough game for the Giants. It's in Colorado, and one that they need to win.
Definitely, Marty. If they had maintained the momentum for the previous 6 days, when after Brian Johnson hit the home run in that unforgettable game, September 18th, 1997, at Candlestick, where Brian homered in the 12th inning to give the Giants a big victory and propel them, really, to the West title. You know, the Dodgers just weren't going to go away. You know, they had pretty much, you know, stayed in the division race all year, and so the Giants needed another, I guess you'd say, another boost to keep them going through the final week or so.
Well, they're in Colorado, and this is a cold day probably in September with 48,000 there. The Rockies take a lead in this game. J.T. Snow hits home run number 28 for him in the fourth inning, and it makes it 3-2 Rockies. So the lead stays there. Colorado leads this game 3-2 going into the top of the eighth, and this is a game the Giants need. Rapp is followed by Richie Rodriguez, Julian Tavares, and Roberto Hernandez. For Bailey, it's Munoz, Dijon, and Reed. Steve Reed is the final pitcher there for the Rockies. So now we get to the eighth inning. Giants are down 3-2. This is a game, as I say, they need to keep the Dodgers 2.5 back with 3 or 4 to go. Javier gets a base hit. Bonds field his choice, forces him at second. Kent flies to left. J.T. Snow comes up, Chris, and triples to right field. What a game for him. A home run earlier, a triple here, and that ties the game up 3-3. Damon Berryhill grounds out, but they go to the ninth now, tied up 3-3 with the Rockies, a new life for the Giants.
It's great that you mentioned J.T. Snow. He was an underrated offensive performer, especially in this season. Had a big year that year, combined with Bonds and Kent to form a really formidable threesome there in the lineup, and just a big reason why. And, of course, he played his usual great defense. Another big reason why they won the division that year. Brian Johnson is somebody, Marty, I got to know when played for Cincinnati, and I covered the Reds for a while there in the late 90s. He only played one season in Cincinnati, but made a big impression on me with the assurance with which he carried himself and just his, all of his off-field pursuits. I remember he mentioned to me once, "I will always hit. I will always hit," he said. That's something he was very confident in. In this inning, which you're about to talk about, he made good on his pronouncement there.
Brian Johnson is in baseball lore, at least for the Giants, hitting the home run against the Dodgers just a week earlier in the 12th inning.
First pitch, Johnson, drive to left. He hit it deep. Back to the wall, Hollinsworth, in front of the fence, he leaps. It's gone! Johnson has won it for the Giants in the 12th.
One of the legendary home runs of the Giants franchise history, really, and gave the Giants that win and put them in a tie with the Dodgers in a very tough game. But this is now a week later, September 24th of 1997. It comes up to the ninth inning. Now, Brian Johnson went to the Giants from Detroit for a catcher named Marcus Jensen on July 16th of 1997. So he was only with the team a short period of time. Now, ninth inning. Jose Vizcaino grounds out to short, and Brian Johnson comes up against Steve Reed, and he does what he does best, and he hit, a home run, and it put the Giants up 4-3.
It was a big deal. It was probably the furthest home run that I'd ever hit. It was like 490 feet, that's something like that. In Colorado, it kind of helps. So yeah, it was a very special time.
Miller then flies out to left. Bernard strikes out, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. Now, Roberto Hernandez is in. It's a second inning of relief, and the big guns have not come up yet for the Rockies, but you don't want to flip that lineup. He gets Castillo on a ground ball back to the catcher, to the mound, and to first base. Jeff Reed flies to center, and Nephi Perez strikes out, and that is the end of the game. The Giants win it, and now they're 2.5 up with 3 to go. And 4 for the Dodgers, and that is exactly what they needed. So Brian Johnson, known for the home run against the Dodgers, also known for this home run. This is another big home run in Giants franchise history. So for 1997 with the Giants, hit .279, .333 on base, and a .525 slugging for Brian Johnson. I think one of his best years ever. Chris, you're right. He played for San Diego, Detroit, the Giants in 97 and 98, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and L.A. before calling it a career, Skyline High School to Stanford, an Oakland kid, and he comes through with a big home run in a game the Giants needed to get them closer to that division title. But this was one that you had to look in the archives for, and Chris, you came up with it, the second Brian Johnson home run. The one we know is the one against the Dodgers, but this one was just as big, and that is the game. The Giants win it 4-3 over the Rockies, September 24th, 1997.
This game combined with, of course, the one on September 18th just showed how valuable he was. But for all that, Brian told me that one of the things he was proudest of was bonding with the pitching staff as a catcher, you know, in just a few short weeks that he had available to him. A tough thing to do, but he excelled for the Giants defensively and offensively. That .525 slugging percentage just stands out.
So Brian Johnson plays for the Giants in the playoffs against the Marlins. The Giants lose that playoff. He does hit a home run.
We had a great blend of personalities on our 97 division championship team. Darrell Hamilton, who's no longer with us. Rob Beck, who's no longer with us. Jose Vizcaino, Glenn Allen Hill. I mean, we had some really good guys that were very good baseball players.
But he is known for the home run against the Dodgers, and now also known for the home run against the Rockies. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.